Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. Which bit of a change of pace now. We've got the Lions Club of Lilydale, both Lynn and Oliver in. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk a bit about the Lilydale show. Greg was there and he thought it was a good show. So, and I know prior to the show you had told us you were going to sell some snow cones or something and run a raffle. So how did it all go?
Yes, well, we thought it was a good time to start off with that, as it's still very fresh in our minds. We actually had a double stall at the Lilydale show, which took place on Saturday and Sunday. Unfortunately, though, the weather was not wonderful, and it was a very slow start on a cold Saturday morning, so the snow cones were a very slow mover.
What a real grabber.
So we were able to take our promotional literature, and we had a range of Christmas cakes and puddings for sale, and we managed to sell our entire stock of cakes over the 2 days. So
that's all right.
Great, because we've had to restock, of course, now, and we're madly ordering some more at the moment. And as I just said, we took along our snow cone machine and were able to sell the snow cones. And it's just a shame about the weather, but we were very worried we might have lost money on the snow cones. But business picked up, particularly on Sunday afternoon when it was a bit warmer, and we managed to cover our costs and made a bit more money. So that was a turnout at the end of the day. We also had a lovely raffle. We also sold raffle tickets for our legendary Christmas hamper, which we make up every year and sold tickets for. And we'll continue selling tickets for those at our cake stalls until the raffle is drawn on 20th of December.
Just in time for Christmas.
Absolutely, just in time in Christmas. So keep your eye out where you see Lions of Lilydale and look out for our raffle tickets for the Christmas hamper. So.
And also the fruit cakes.
And the cakes. Hopefully we'll be back in stock in the next week on those. So we'll have some this Saturday when we do a barbecue, all being well, but not a great selection, unfortunately, but we will get them in the next week or so. So.
I have with me the Lions Club of Lilydale. Lynn, you're going to tell us about the Lilydale Township Group.
Yes, I went there recently and we had a few speakers. We have local groups come and give a talk about it and things that you can get involved with. We had a speaker from the Historical Society, and the first land sales in Lilydale started in 1860. And the Shire was created in 1872. And they raise money by having walks, talks and tours. They have visits to the local cemetery and going to see where identities from Lilydale are buried. Also, what they're doing now is they're going to restore the entrance to Melba Park and the two pillars where the gates are. The brickwork's going to be fixed up there.
Because that's in a bit of disrepair, isn't it?
Yes. Some of them are falling off and things, and they're going to put new gates there too. So that's what they've done there. And they had a speaker from, I think he's the president, of the Lilydale Football Club, which dates back to 1872. They aim to become a community hub for Lilydale. And I didn't realise that they were that old, actually, that they'd been going that long.
Gee, I mean, that'd be almost nearly the start of football, wouldn't it? It'd be very, very early at the start of football.
Yes. And they aim to support their players on and off the field through mentorship, education about drugs and mental health.
Mental health in these footballers is becoming a huge problem.
It's amazing, yeah. Oh. So many people are leaving or postponing just because of that, aren't they? I think there's a lot of pressure put on the players.
Well, they're very young, a lot of them too, aren't they? And earning big, big money, and it's just a bit of a recipe for a disaster at the moment.
It's all too much. They don't know what to do and everything. It becomes their life.
Well, that's true. And I mean, football used to be, even at the league level, wasn't it? They all had part-time jobs and so they had other lives, but once you become the elite now and you're earning $1 million or up close to that a year...
they own you.
Yeah, they do too.
Yeah, if you're getting $5 million a year or something, you've got to do what they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Lynn, you had the big Papa Bear last night, the district governor, and which is for Lions, for the district. Tell us a bit about how that went.
Well... Yeah, last night at our club meeting, we were visited by our district governor and our District V5 Zone Chairman. Kumar moved to Australia from Sri Lanka in 1974 and has devoted much time to Lions both over here and when he was in Sri Lanka. He is very keen to encourage the clubs to engage with the community and emphasises that we should all aim to enjoy everything we do for Lions. He reminded us of the wonderful Lions foundations that are into various medical research, the Lions Children's Eye Health Program, and the work Lions do to help in cancer research for children.
Imagine what wouldn't be done if there weren't Lions clubs.
Oh, yes. We learnt so much at the recent convention. And, you know, Lions are into bionic treatment, you know, with the cochlear implants and bionic eyes and pacemakers, deep brain stimulation. And they've just donated about $5 million to help with these programs. So they would not have happened if the Lions weren't there.
I mean, that's significant, isn't it? When you start talking in millions that they've donated, that's really significant.
Well, Kumar was even talking about billions that has been donated to many, many programs and medical programs.
So we can't afford ever to see Lions not be a viable operation, can we?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. There's lots of things, as you say, that wouldn't have gotten done.
So you need members.
Oh, yes, yes. We'd like people just to come and have a look at what we're doing and then hopefully they'll make some friends and join our club.
Yes, one of the other things we talked about last night was the Australian Lions Foundation, and they've been assisting people affected by bushfires in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland. They've also, of course, got involved in droughts and helping the people suffering from drought as well. But they particularly launched this new appeal to get further funds to help those affected by these disasters. And last night, our club actually agreed to donate up to $1,000 to the Australian Lions Bushfire Appeal. So we were very happy and pleased to be able to do that. Now, I just wanted to move on then to our barbecues, which is
That's how you raise your money to be able to make donations.
Just as I was going to say, how we raise the money to do these sort of things. So we're continuing with our monthly barbecues at Lilydale Bunnings on Saturdays. This, as always, is a great time for club members to get together in our bread and butter fundraising activity. bread and butter and sausage sizzle activity. 10 members of the club usually turn out to help cover the course of the day. We have three shifts with cooking starting at 8:30 in the morning and ending at 5 in the evening.
Gee, that's a long day.
It is a long day. That's why we split it into three shifts. Otherwise, people can get a bit overtired, really, and over-sausaged. we have, the results of the BBQ were the best we had achieved than the last one we had in October, when we made a profit of $800. So that was the best we'd done at Lilydale Bunnings, which is, as you probably will remember, is a new Bunnings and has only been going for just over a year.
Oliver, something that we need to mention, and we need to keep mentioning it all the time whenever we talk about donations, and whether it be Lions Club and the other service clubs, we need to mention that every cent goes to where you say it's going to go.
Absolutely, that
Lions don't take a skib off the top to run their expenses. We just need to keep emphasising that.
That's absolutely right. And the money that we, as you said, goes towards our disbursements, which we actually usually do in May each year, unless the special case comes up like we just mentioned about the disaster relief. And we give the money to local and national organisations, which include medical research, as we've talked about, and disaster funds. So, as I said, the next barbecue is this Saturday at Lilydale Bunnings, and we'll be serving from probably cooking ready by 8:45 till about 4:30 to 5 o'clock, depending on weather. The weather, I think, looks to be fair, Alan, doesn't it, this weekend? Not too hot, not too cold.
Saturday is going to be... I mean, you've put me in the spot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be about 23 or something like that, isn't it, thereabouts? So it should be a nice weather for barbecue. And so do come along and have one of our snags.
And all our profits will go to the Bushfire Appeal.
Lynn, we've spoken about this a few times, and I'm really keen to hear more about this 1-2-3 read to me. I'm really keen to see it up and running. So tell us a bit more about it, please.
Well, we're progressing with our 1-2-3 read to me project, which is about making books available to children who don't have access to books. it's really important. You know, there's lots of people who perhaps could fall behind if they can't have the books available to take home and read.
But it's not only the reading either, is it? It's a bonding time between mum or dad and the children as well, isn't it?
That's right. And you'd be surprised how many parents don't read to their children.
Too busy looking at their phones.
Whatever. They can't. They don't do it.
So what stage are we at it with, please, Lynn?
Well, Bunnings Lilydale have now kindly agreed to donate some bins to us to collect the books in. And our next step is to find places to place the bins and find out where they can be located, and then encourage people to donate suitable children's books, and they have to be in good condition, and then we will give the children, we just have books that we'll leave in certain places and they're free to take them.
So are we asking also, apart from the fact that you're telling us about what's going to happen, are we also asking for businesses or anyone like that that could have one of these containers for people to drop their books off?
Yes. Yep. We need some locations who'd be happy to support the bins, and then we can go and collect the books that have been donated from these bins and sort them and make sure that the people who need them will get them. Places like kindergartens, primary schools, daycare, all of that, the children will have access to books for free.
Primary schools.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific idea. I really do, because as I said before, there's a bonding time between the parent and the child. And every now and again, like some of these young children just can't read very well at all.
And there's 730,000 Australian children who are in poverty as we speak.
Fair dinkum.
Reading aloud to the children every day builds necessary brain pathways. Waiting to a child starts school is too late.
Well, they've got to be able to read once they get to school, don't they?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of children can. So if you can't, then you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, that's terrible. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back more. Oliver, you're going to tell us about these cakes.
Indeed.
Can I get one slice of fruitcake, please?
Excellent choice, sir. That one is the very finest traditional Aussie Christmas cake.
Perfect. Can I have
it? Tip-top full of fruit, moist and rich, yet delicate.
Yes, I know more. I'd like
to... And, of course, this cake helps cure childhood cancer, vision and mobility problems, Alzheimer's disease.
Are you just being silly?
I am not, because this is a Lions Club Christmas cake, and all proceeds go to medical research, emergency relief...
Okay, I'll take the lot.
No, it's mine. But you can get order details from lionsclubs.org.au.
Fruitcake.
You're listening to the greatest little radio station in the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And it was great to see Baz in here a few weeks ago, and he's looking really fit and healthy, so that's terrific. I have with me the Lions Club of Lilydale, Lynn and Oliver. Now, we played a promotion for these Christmas cakes, Oliver, so tell us a bit more about them, please.
Yeah, well, of course, it's that time of year again when we gear up for our big sales campaign of Lions Christmas cakes.
And you've sold them all.
We sold all our stock at the moment, but don't worry, we are restocking, so they will still be around. And this year, of course, we had the usual 1.5 kilo and 1 kilo cakes. We had the ever popular twin packs, which is two smaller cakes in one pack separately.
And that's a good
wrapped.
Idea too, isn't it?
Yes, so people who don't want an enormous cake all at once, it works out quite well, really. And of course, we're selling the Christmas pudding as well, which is also very popular. We also have a line which we started last year, which is the mini cake. And this is an individually wrapped piece of cake, really, and will suit people who just want a serving for one without having to buy a whole cake. So it's quite suitable for people perhaps who live on their own or who live in a family where other people don't like the cake or something like that.
Oh, nobody dislikes a lion's cake.
Well, we hope not, but you never know. Anyway, not only do we many individuals buy these cakes, either at banks, stores, or in the local shopping centres at Bunnings and through personal contact with a Lion member, but also many small and middle-sized businesses buy them as gifts for their employees or their customers. Because all profits from Lion's cakes, as with our barbecues, go back into the community through our disbursements each year. So if you haven't already sourced your cakes or cake, please contact our chairman, Boyd Ewing, whose telephone number is 0478 216403, or look for our cake stalls at Lilydale Bunnings, where we'll be having them now and again between now and Christmas. We're going to be attending the Lilydale Bunnings Family Evening on the 5th of December, which takes place at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll have our hopefully full range of cakes will be there for that.
Sounds good to me.
Also, you can get them at the Bendigo Bank between Lilydale and Warpton, so that covers a vast area.
That's true.
Indeed, and a number of banks in Chirnside also have them, and in Lilydale itself, of course. So.
Lynn, you've got some social activities coming up.
Yes, we've got our annual Christmas lunch and party for our members in early December. This takes the form of a barbecue lunch and members bringing along plates of salads and desserts.
You don't sell the snags, do you?
Oh, no. No, it's just purely a social afternoon. It's a great time to get together and, you know, talk about all the things we've done throughout the year. We take along a Kris Kringle gift and everybody leaves with a present. We're also planning a trip to the Cloud Hill Gardens in Olinda in the early part of next year, and we'll be having lunch at the Seasons Restaurant and a visit to the gardens. We'll be well into summer by then, so I'm sure the gardens will be lovely.
That'd be terrific, wouldn't they? Now, you've got people all excited about the Lilydale Lions Club. We need to find out how we can find out some more details, please.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just come on to that. Our membership drive is ongoing, and wherever you see us, we can give you information about Lions, our club, and what we do. We actually meet as a club meeting on the third Tuesday of each month at the Lilydale International, which is at 471 Marunda Highway, Lilydale, where we have dinner in their bistro at 6 p.m. normally. Our meeting usually starts about 7:15. We get guest speakers 3 or 4 times a year, and anybody is welcome to come along to our meetings. If they can tell us they want to come, that would be absolutely wonderful. The meeting actually, as I said, starts at 7:15 in the club meeting room and usually finishes by 9 p.m. We currently have about 18 members, and we're very happy if anyone is interested in coming along to find out more about us. We'll be having our Christmas break from now until Tuesday the 18th of February. We actually had a meeting last night, which was our last meeting of the current year.
Gee, that's easy. No December, no January.
Yeah, so we've got 2 months break now. So there you go. Anyway, if you want further information about the club email is lilydale@lionsclubs201v5.org. And our website is lilydale.vic.lions.org.au. And of course, we also have a Facebook page of Lilydale Lions as well. If you want to ring rather than look on the computer or phone or whatever, our president is Lynn Lutford, whose number is 0403 166 150. I'm Oliver, and my I am secretary, and my number is 0413 810 489, and our membership secretary is David Hempel, and his telephone number is 0409 700 668.
Oliver, I'll just ask you, I've probably asked you before, but it's some time ago, how long have you been a member of Lions?
I've been a member of Lions for 6 years now. I joined up as soon as I moved to Victoria, which was in fact 6 years ago, having previously been in Western Australia for 3 years, and before then in England. So,
in West Australia, you weren't involved with Lions at all?
No, I wasn't, because actually I have a son who we were quite nearby to in Western Australia, and he's actually a president of his Lions group, and I didn't want to get too involved with
that. I can understand that. So just quickly, what made you join Lions?
Well, it's a very good way of getting to get to know people, number one. Secondly, I always have tried to do something to help out in the community, and it's really a good way of getting into finding out what goes on in your community and being able to actually do things to help people.
It is too. So, Lynn, how long have you been in Lions?
13 years.
Oh, yep. Right. What made you join?
Well, pretty much the same reasons as Oliver, just to meet new people and help the community.
Yeah, it's a great way. And one of the things, and I know we need to keep stressing it because there are so many horror stories around, that when Lions and these service groups are raising money, you know that the cost of running the Lions Club isn't born out of any of those donations, is it? You people pay to run the club.
Right, yep.
What you're raising money for will either go to a special project, or if it's not run for that special project, you know that there's going to be nothing skimmed off along the line.
No, 100% to the project that we do.
Sounds good. I got to go. It's time for the news and weather. Thanks for coming. I believe you're not coming in now until February, so we'll see you the third Wednesday in February.
See you then.
Have a great Christmas, the two of you, and the Lions Club.